here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased. But we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome, it's another edition of Cheese Please with yours truly, me, known as Snarf Dude Smythe, along with...
me.
And your name is...
Daffodil Potter.
Oh, yeah. Well, you gotta tell the people this. And a few technical difficulties along the time.
But we're going to persevere, and we're going to keep going, and we're not going to stop. Not going to stop until we get to the end.
No, we're not going to stop. We just got to bang something. Here. That'll fix it.
Second, you know what? The day we let Billy Bob go on vacation...
Yes.
...was the day that we will rule forever.
I know, but we're focused this week on chain store songs.
Maybe we can buy some new equipment at the chain store.
As a matter of fact, yeah. I was there last week, Daffodil. I bought this big chain here so we could, just in case we have to tie the van doors shut and with the padlock because the door's broken, I get this great big chain so no one's getting it. I got it at the chain store.
No, you got it at the hardware store. It's a chain hardware store.
There we go.
Because they have stores in all these different communities, which makes it a chain.
Yes. Okay, fine.
But it doesn't mean that every chain store sells nothing but chains.
Yes, okay. But
just making the point.
Well, back a while ago, apparently the chain store was a bad thing. Now you see them everywhere.
It's because they're a bad thing.
Oh, I don't know, but there were songs made because they were a bad thing many years ago. Yeah, on top of that, why would you like to play that? Why would you want to play that? I just made a new title there. There we go. Why you would want to play that is very interesting. A little bit of 50 Shades of something.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a family-friendly show concept, but we'll move on.
It's a family-friendly record, though.
Okay.
But we're starting it off with an interesting take on Tom Petty songs.
Okay.
We have the Lullaby Players.
Lullaby versions of Tom Petty.
Exactly.
Awesome, right here on Cheese Please.
Well, not exactly.
Oh,
not
fine, you have to tell them the names of the songs.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, you're done. You want to go to sleep so soon, Daffodil. That's crazy.
I need a nap.
I know, but we're coming up with an appropriate song, Running Down a Dream, shortly. But we're starting off with what happens when you go to sleep. You could be like free falling right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
That was a very good 4-minute nap.
Really? I get tired.
Four and a half minutes, anyway.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, Daffodil. I was running down a dream with the Lullaby Players, and before that, we had Free Fallin', and I was, falling into the abyss of, I don't know, clouds and fun stuff that you would associate with a dream.
You realize that they say... The urban myth says that if you dream you're falling, if you land, you'll die.
Oh, that sort of put a damper on my dream. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate that. You're welcome. I thought we'd move away from dreaming as quickly as possible.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we bring your way every week.
It seems that way. A little sleepy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yawn on the air, but, you know, it's just... That Lullaby thing put me a little in the mood. Anyway, we're moving on to chain store songs.
Not that kind of chain.
Chains! And we're not talking dungeon chains. That's a little later. That's a little later on the show. But, you know, we're starting off with the chain store things. I couldn't believe this. I found this on a website or something, and I didn't realize that chain stores were so evil many years ago. I didn't realize that, so much so that they created songs on it.
Yes, there's a very famous chain store whose color theme is blue.
Oh, yes, that one.
And when they would say they were going to new communities, people would have huge protests.
Oh.
Saying they didn't want this store in their town.
I think that these songs are a little before that time, though, Daffodil.
Really?
Yes, I mean, these are sort of like bluesy-type songs. So this was probably back 1940s, 30s, 50s era-ish.
That's a whole lot of decades you just covered in one breath.
Well, I'm the amazing Starf Dude. I can do amazing things.
This is true.
Okay, we're starting off our set with the Allen Brothers shortly, and I've got the Chain Store Blues. But we're starting off with Reverend J.M. Gates and Goodbye to Chain Stores right here on...
Cheese Please, sponsored by a chain store near you.
Ah, gentlemen and ladies, I'm glad to be before you tonight to introduce some boys that's going to sing a song. Stay out of the chain store is the title. And then while they sing, I want you to listen. Then I want you to put it into action. Stay out of these chain stores. The time has come, as I've said to you before, for you to patronize your merchant in the town where you live. And to the country people that's out yonder, when you come to town, spend your money with people who will give you credit. Spend your money with the people who give you a job. I'm telling you this for your good. And our boys, I want you to sing tonight as never before.
So let me tell you people, Lord, both white and colored too, Lord, it's time for you to wake up, Lord, and see how they're treating you. You better stay out.
Lord, they changed, told you better stay out.
Lord, they changed, told you better stay out.
Lord, they changed, told you they're running you sure as you born.
They send their advertisement,
Lord, to draw you to that store. Lord, as quick as you get your payroll, Lord, to the chain store you will go.
You better stay out
of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, they'll ruin you sure as you born.
Oh, when you get your money, Lord, you better be for sure.
Lord, and give it to your wife, Lord, just stay out of the chain store.
Lord,
of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, they'll ruin you sure as you born.
You can walk up to the chain store, Lord, in there you'll find a gate. As soon as you get your money spent,
they'll ship it to another state.
You better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, they'll ruin you sure as you're born.
That true thing about the chain store, Lord, you'll find it to be true.
Lord, they do not give you what to do, and they will not credit you.
Now let me tell you people, Lord, the best thing for this land, Lord, you better stay out of the chain store than a serve your credit man.
You better stay out. Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, they'll ruin you.
Can you howl? Do that one more time.
Ow! Ow!
Cheese.
Got the blues every morning, got the blues every night. Mr. Chain Store Man, your scales don't weigh just right. Taking my cash from me, been fooling me all the time. I had no cash in hand. Went to the chain store, I had no cash in hand. Wait, brother, while I get that old chain store man told. I couldn't get credit there, so went to a home store man. Keep it strictly tailor-made, and no hand-me-down. Keep it strictly tailor-made, and no hand-me-down. You'll buy from the home store man and run the chain store from your town. If you want your money to stay in your own homeland, whip it, brother, whip it. If you want your money to stay in your own homeland, don't trade with a chain store man, but trade with a home store man.
Geez, please, with the Allen Brothers, and I've got the Chain Store Blues as we profile chain store songs on the show this week. My name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and we have another chain store song.
Yes, I thought your tongue was going to twist there.
Yours has been twisting the whole time you say it, so therefore.
We got the Buzzcocks this time around, and why she's a girl from the chain store on.
Geez, please.
Why? She's a girl from the chain store. Proving we go from one extreme to the next for chain store songs this week on the show. Wow, that's sort of like punkish, isn't it, Daffodil?
It's a little punkish, and it's kind of not as negative as the other two.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Still, I didn't know chain stores were a big deal, because you and I have at least camped out in a parking lot of a chain store.
Yes, and we've also shopped at a chain store.
Yeah, and
because so, usually it's cheaper than the other stores.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why the chain stores are a big thing these days. So just a little bit of perspective that at one point in life, chain stores were evil.
Yes, they were.
My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to go on to something completely different.
And now for something completely different. It's Keys Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Keys Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Well, I need my Rod Serling voice here.
No.
Submitted for your approval. What if 50 Shades was a rock and roll musical like Grease?
Oh, dear.
That's what I thought when I heard this. I mean, really, it's not offensive, really. It's like 1960s-ish. Nice, you know, clean-cut guy singing about this.
I know, that's what makes it so Cheese Please.
Yes, exactly. We got Brian Hyland, who was known for Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. This one is called Let Me Belong to You. Right here on.
We're sorry, Cheese Please.
Make me your slave. Tie me down. Make me behave. Let me belong to you. Make me be true. Tell me what I can do. Let me belong to you. I don't wanna be like a wave on the sea. No place special to go but toss to and fro. Oh, make me your own. Never, never leave me alone. Make all my dreams come true.
Your slave. Tie me down, darling. Make me behave. Let me belong to you.
I don't wanna be free like a wave on the sea. No place special to go but toss to and fro. Oh, make me your own. Never, never leave me alone. Make all my dreams come true.
Keys Please with Brian Hyland and Let Me Belong to You. Oh.
Well, you already belong to me.
Well, yeah, I've never... Oh, you know what, Daffodil? I just realized. I have this.
You have chains. And I'm just going to chain you up once the show is over.
No, you're not. This is a family show. Don't do that. No.
Well, I didn't mean it in a dirty way. I'm just going to chain you up and make you wash dishes and stuff.
Oh, you can tie me to the chair, right?
Exactly.
Well, this is for tying up the van. It's not about doing anything like that.
Well, then, really. I'll use the chains to lock you in the van.
Well, that'll work, I suppose. And I have no choice but to do chores.
Anyway.
Since you wanted my opinion on this song,
yes.
It makes me laugh.
I honestly, the first thing I thought, what if 50 Shades was a rock and roll musical like Grease, you know? That's really...
Yeah, the image of them breaking into song at inappropriate moments in that movie.
Yes. Okay.
No. No.
Well, it's just a concept. It's just a thought.
And I'd also like to go on the record of saying I've never seen the movie 50 Shades of Grey.
No, either have I. You want to go together?
No.
Oh, okay. You can't blame me for asking.
No, that's true.
All the hype around it and all that stuff. I can understand you turning me down, and that's as far as I go with it, other than to open the glove compartment right about now. There we go. And this week we have The Cry of a Dying Duck in a Thunderstorm. That's the name of the title. That's the title of this song.
That's ludicrous.
That's why it's on our show.
Exactly.
We've got Cactus Pryor doing the song. And until next week, folks, we got to end it off. Gosh, it was so much fun. I was playing with the chains and everything. I lost time.
Thank you for joining us for this week's dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please. Please come back next week. I guarantee there will be more shenanigans.
Tonight I heard the dying duck quack. I jumped so high, nearly broke my back. Its mournful cry filled me with alarm. The dying duck in the thunderstorm. My heart knows what the dying duck knows, and I dry my eyes and I blow my nose. Live duck, dying duck, roast duck too. If you were hungry, you'd kill him too. But my cupboard's bare. My wife loves that duck, but I don't care. When she wakes to prepare our chuck, she'll find poor critter a roasted duck. My heart knows what the dying duck knows, and I dry my eyes and I blow my nose. Live duck, dying duck, which is best? A dadgum duck or a field of best? My woman was kind and true to me. She says she loves me, and that could be. She loves that duck like a long-lost son, but a duck is better when it's cooked well done. Let her fly, let her fly, let her fly, let her fry. My heart knows what the dying duck knows, and I dry my eyes and I blow my nose. Live duck, dying duck, roast duck too. If you were hungry, you'd kill him too. The crops are growing, but I can't wait. My stomach says it's a getting late. When she goes to that duck's nest, she'll find a feather. We ate the rest. My heart knows what the dying duck knows, and I dry my eyes and I blow my nose. Live duck, dying duck, which is best? A dadgum duck or a field of best? Dead duck!
Cheese, Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.